Checking in this morning with our state senator, Bruce Caswell, for the latest of what's happening in Lansing. Traditionally, summertime, kind of the quiet time for the legislature, Bruce, but you guys actually have a few days to go back into session, including later this week, Wednesday, in Lansing. I guess maybe on your agenda, as you wind down your Senate term there, what are still some of those things that you think still need to get tackled, and will they actually get tackled during this summer session for the legislature?
Well, there's not going to be a lot done. We're only up there one day, and it's potentially some cleanup bills. We've got some bills running through the Appropriations Committee having to do with what we call early warning for school districts that are in financial trouble. Rather than waiting until they get into deficit and they have no money left and they're in a negative mode, negative fund balance, if we see it coming early, we're putting some bills in place that we can get in, and we see them heading in the wrong direction, then these bills that we're talking about putting in place will allow us to go in and get help to these school districts ahead of time before they get to a negative fund balance. It's a lot easier to turn it around.
Now, within that standpoint, obviously there's been a lot of talk about returning more local control to school districts. Do you see this as is overshadowing that, or is this for school districts that don't have the resources to make it happen themselves?
This is for school districts that aren't making the decisions that need to be made at the local level in order to keep their expenses in line with their revenue coming in. And you have those scattered around the state. There's not a lot. But what we've done in the past is you may see a local school district who won't make the kinds of decisions that need to be made. You may see their fund balance go from $2 million to $1.5 million. And the next year it may go to $500,000. And the next year there'll be in deficit maybe $500,000 or $1 million. And the state has never stepped in the past until they've got into a deficit situation. And then it's a lot harder to get them turned around. What we're talking about is if you see that district go from a $2 million fund balance to $1.5 million, and then the next year it goes to $500,000, you can see what the trend is. Step in at that point to help them make the decisions to get their spending back in line with their revenues. So it's for those districts that don't make the decisions to keep things balanced.
Do you expect that to pass?
Yeah, I think it probably will. The idea behind it is to not get in a position like a Buena Vista or an Inkster, where by the time the state stepped in, they were so far in deficit that they couldn't survive, and they ended up being merged in with other districts. The idea here is to try to help them to the point where they don't get in deficit so they can survive as a district and keep going.
Another thing I know you've been big on is eliminating the driver responsibility. What you saw as a double tax, basically, on folks who got themselves in trouble with their vehicles. There's some work on that done this week, too, right?
Yeah, we passed a bill out. Joe Haveman, who's the chair of the Appropriations Committee over in the House, we talked quite a bit. He came over to the office to see me and asked me if I wanted to run this bill, and I said, I don't care who runs it as long as we get rid of it. It doesn't make any difference. And the way it ended up working out was he ran the bill. And it will, over a six-year period, finally get rid of the driver's responsibility fee. It'll phase it out over a period of time, like I said, but it'll get rid of it. So I'm happy. We passed a bill a couple years ago that got rid of five of them right away, five different categories. And this will get rid of all the rest of the categories over a six-year period. So that's good. We go back up Wednesday. The House is going to be taking up my bill that those five categories that we got rid of earlier, we're no longer issuing tickets for. And everybody has got their bills sent to them and so on. And for those five categories, my bill would allow community service to be done rather than paying off the actual money. People may be interested in knowing, but Ken, this driver's responsibility fee we've had for 10 years, we have created over $600 million of debt for our citizens who can't pay these fees. the five categories that I'm talking about offering a community service for, there's between $100 and $110 million just in those five alone. So what we are proposing, what my bill proposes, and Treasury's on board, and so is the Secretary of State, you can do 10 hours of community service to get rid of each driver responsibility fee that you have out of these five. You may have two or three of them. You may only have one. But 10 hours of community service, fill out the form, send it in. There'll be spot checks done, and that'll get you out from underneath it, and you get rid of that debt. You don't have to worry about it anymore, which I think is a good thing.
Now, when this was first passed, though, I mean, there were a lot of folks were behind it. The concept of it sounded like it was sound, but as it turned out, it wasn't, right?
Well, when it first passed, I voted against it, and you're asking the wrong guy, because I thought it was dumber than a box of rocks when we passed it, and it's proven to be dumber than a box of rocks. So it was a money grab. I don't know whether Governor Granholmer proposed it or whether there was somebody in the legislature, but everybody got on board with it, and I just felt it was very punitive. People already pay for the ticket. They already pay court costs and all that kind of stuff. This was just added on top of all that. And the people that have been hammered the most are the working poor, and they simply can't afford it. So, no, I never thought it was a good idea. It's still not a good idea. I wish we could get rid of it quicker than over the next 6 years, but that was the best we were able to come up with that everybody would support. So,
all right. Well, we'll keep in touch on what else is going to happen yet this summer. Now, is Wednesday the only day you guys are there until you go back in September?
No, we'll be up there a day in August as well to pick up anything that may have some loose ends that we need to get going on. And I know I'm working on an EAA bill that's more palatable to everybody, EAA being the Educational Achievement Authority that the governor put in place with an interlocal agreement. And we've been trying to figure out some way of putting it in statute. And I won't go into all the details on that, but that's been very contentious for the last 3 years. I'm also working on a slew of bills having to do with child support. We're working on a slew of bills having to do with performance-based funding for foster care so that we pay for outcomes rather than services. And again, I mentioned to you before, I'm working on a slew of bills has to do with reforming the property tax appeal system to make it much more user-friendly for taxpayers. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
All right. Bruce, thanks for the update, and we'll stay in touch, all right?
All right. You take care and have a great day.
You too, bye-bye now. That is State Senator Bruce Caswell with us this morning, the latest on what's happening in Lansing here.